So we'll begin with Halachan Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet. It's Halachan Hilchas Tefila. Lo yosiach sichas chulin v'shor shel tziva chozer ha'tefila. So one is not allowed to speak unnecessarily when during chazar ha'shatz. V'msach hu chotei v'godol avono minuso. So it's a very interesting expression, and this comes from Rabbi Yona. It's from Shulchan Aruch, but the source of it is Rabbi Yona. So Rabbi Yona expresses it this way, that someone who speaks in a Chazar HaShatz, Gadol Avono Meneso, the Gorim Bo, okay, he should, such a person should be rebuked. Obviously, rebuke means in the proper way. Not every Yachid has the authority to rebuke everybody that he sees is doing something wrong, because it has to be done the right way. Yeah. So it's interesting. What's interesting is the expression Gadol Avonam Yisro clearly comes from the Torah in connection with Kayin. So after Kayin's chait of killing Hevel, okay, so his punishment, his onesh that he received, the Torah describes it, and Kisavodes Adamo Lo, so safe taste Kocholoch, Nova Nati of Aretz, so you'll wander from place to place. So Kayin's response is, Vayomer Kayin al Hashem, Gadol Avoni Meneso. Different Shotem, is it in the form of a question or a statement? Hein Geirashto Si Hayomer Al Pnei Adamom, Penecha Esaser, Vayisi Nova Not Baretz, Vayok Kol Motzi Yargeni. So the question is, why did Rabbi Yona and the Shulchan Aruch see fit to use this expression, Gadol Avoni Meneso, specifically with respect to this avera of speaking sichas chulin during chazar hashatz? There are many isurim in Shulchan Aruch. If you take a look at Shulchan Aruch, Rachayim Yerdeya, Choshen Mishpat Avonazar, a lot of things you're not allowed to do. But there is no other place that the Shulchan Aruch condemns a person, because it comes from Yona, with this expression, Gadol Avonu Meneso. It's not to say that that's the most serious avera in Shulchan Aruch. It clearly isn't. But it's, as the Shulchan Aruch says, he's a chote. And Gadol Avonu Meneso, why specifically is this avera linked to Kayin's phrase of Gadol Avonu Meneso? We're not saying that someone who speaks during Chazar HaShatz is a murderer. That we're not saying. Okay, but so why use this phrase? What's the reason for it? It's interesting. The post can bring down. The Mishnah Berurah also brings it down as well from the Shulah on that halacha. Reisi me hacharedim al dvar Hashem hacharedim al dvar Hashem. As he says, the Shulah said, I see those that are charedim al dvar Hashem. I don't know how to define what a Haredi is. That's an interesting question. What is a Haredi? Maybe a difference between a Haredi and a Haredi. And maybe a Haredim al Dvar Hashem. I don't know what the definition is. But the Shloss says, he sees those that are Haredim al Dvar Hashem. How do they act during Chazar HaShatz? He says that Shemisimim Hasidu Bifleyam Rishas Chazar HaShatvila. Veineyam v'livam sham. Their eyes and their hearts are there. Not just eyes. Eyes isn't enough. Eyes in the sitter and heart someplace else doesn't count for so much. It has to be veineyam v'livam sham. Shelo yirachutza v'az mechavnim al kol mila mila. So the point is to listen. To listen to Chazar HaShatz. And to mechavnim to Chazar HaShatz. To listen to every word. Because there's a certain mitzvah of being part of the tzibur, as the Rav says, as the tefillah ha-tzibur. It's a tefillah by the tzibur as a unit. That is the mitzvah of tefillah b'tzibur, and this is what the Shlah is bringing up. Okay, so let's try to understand why Rabbi Yona and the Shulchan Aruch use this expression specifically with the tefillah b'tzibur. So let's begin with the Mishnah and Maseches Avos. The Mishnah and Maseches Avos speaks about, right at the beginning, Al Shlosh Dvarim Olam Omed, Al Torah, Al Vodov, Al Gmilus Chasadim. So the world remains in existence in the merit of three things. Torah, Vodov, Gmilus Chasadim. What's the significance of specifically Torah, Vodov, Gmilus Chasadim, on account of which the world remains in existence? So I would explain this based upon the Medrash Rabban Breishis. The Medrash Rabban Breishis mentions that after Adam and Chava sinned in the connection of the Eitz Hadas, the Yishmu'u as Kol Hashem is Halech Bagon. They heard the voice of God moving in the garden in Gan Eden. So the Medrash says, Amar Rav Abba Bar Kahana, Mehalech Ein Ksiv Kan Elo Mishalech. The pasuk doesn't say they heard the voice Mehalech, but Mishalech. What does Mishalech imply? Mekapetz V'ola. The voice was jumping away, it was moving away. In other words, the voice was moving further away from them. So what does that mean? Ikar Shechina B'tachtonim Haisa. So the initially when the world was created, the world was created for Hashras HaShechina. The worlds were created so that man could feel the presence of the Shechina on the earth. On the earth, where man resides, they should be able to feel the presence of Shechina. That's what Gan Eden was. Gan Eden was a place of Hashras HaShechina. That's the, when we speak of Gan Eden, we speak of the ultimate Hashras HaShechina, where in every aspect of the world, of reality, you could feel Hashras HaShechina. That's what our goal is. Our goal is to bring the world back to that state where everyone will feel the presence of the Shechina. It won't be something that one has to work hard to sense. It will be something that everyone could feel in every aspect of the physical, even the physical reality of the world. That's our goal. But Kevin Shechata Adam Arishon, since Adam sinned, Nistalka Shechina L'Rekia Arishon. So the Shechina departed to the first Rekia. Okay, you couldn't feel the presence of Shechina on the earth to the same extent. Chata Kayan, Kayan sinned. Nistalka L'Rekia Sheni, so then the Shechina departed further. Okay, and Dar Enosh Legimel, Dar Amabel Ladala, Dar Flug Lahay, Stomim Lavav, Mitzrim Me Avram Lezayan. So one generation after another, there were chatoim that caused the Shechina to be further and further removed from the earth. Okay, but Kenegdon, the Medrash says, Amdu Zayan Tzadikim. So there were seven generations of Tzadikim that brought the Shechina back to earth. Okay. The Elohim, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Levi, Kos, Amram, Moshe. Amen, Avram, Harid, Lavav, Avram brought the Shechina closer to earth, Amen, Yitzchak, Haridim, and Vav, Lahei, Amen, Yaakov, Haridim, and Hei, Ladalad, Amen, Levi, Haridim, and Adal, Lagimel, Amen, Kahas, Haridim, and Agimel, Abaz, Amen, Amram, Haridim, and Abaz, Aleph, Amen, Moshe, Haridim, and Ma'almata. So Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Shechina back to earth. And I think this is what the Mishnah in Masechta Avos is describing. What the Mishnah is saying is the world is created, Ikar Shechina v'tachtonim Haisa. The world is created so there should be Hashras HaShechina. What keeps, what helps us maintain a world of Hashras HaShechina? Primarily three things: Torah, Avodah, and Milas Chasadim. That's what helps us maintain it. Okay. Learning Torah maintains an atmosphere of Hashras HaShechina, because the one who teaches us Torah is the Baruch Shalom. We have Rebbeim, the Rebbeim HaShluchim. But the ultimate teacher of Torah, the Melamed Torah L'Am Yisrael, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He teaches us Torah. So learning Torah is a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that creates an atmosphere of Hashras HaShechina. It helps us feel the presence of the Shechina. Avodah. Okay, avoda is karbonas and tefillah. That enables us to feel the presence of Shechina. For asu li mikdash v'shachanti v'solcham. So through the mikdash, we feel the presence of Shechina. What does mikdash mean? Mikdash has in it elements, different elements of avoda. It has the element of karbonas. Okay, that's brought out in parshas Tzitzava. So the Torah in Parshas Truma mentions the mitzvah of Asulim Mikdash v'Shachanti b'Solcham. Through the Mikdash, there will be Hashras HaShechina. How will there be Hashras HaShechina? So that you find at the end of Parshas Tzitzava, after describing the construction of the Mishkan, so the conclusion is V'zeh Asher Tassal Mizbeach Kvasim B'Neishna Shnayim L'Yom Tamid. As a kevus achad tasa abayim, because kevus sheni tasa abayim. You want to have Hashras HaShechina, you need a regularity of avoda. That's what maintains the Hashras HaShechina. It's a regular avoda. Avoda consists of karbanos and tefillah. Here the pasuk speaks about karbanos. In the tefillah of Shlomo HaMelech in Melachim, Aleph Ches. And so there, after the Beis HaMikdash is complete, and Shlomo expresses his tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should provide Klal Yisrael Hashvas HaShechina, he focuses on tefillah. If you look at those psukim, so take a look at the Lashon of Shlomo HaMelech, how does he express it? And he says... He says, "Ke'ha'omnam yeshev elokim al ha'aretz, hinei ha'shamayim v'shmei ha'shamayim lo chalkulucha, af ki ha'vayis asher ban shavanisi." Can HaKadosh Baruch Hu reside on earth? The whole world can't contain HaKadosh Baruch Hu, certainly not a bias. But what Shlomo HaMelech is saying is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu enables us to feel his presence through the Beis HaMikdash. How does he enable us to feel the Beis HaMikdash? How Lios Einecho Psuchos Al HaBayis Hazeh Laila V'Yom El HaMakom Asher Amar Tegi Hashmi Sham L'Shmoa El Tfila Asher Yispalel Avdecho Al HaMakom Hazeh V'Shamato El Tchinas Avdecho V'Amcho Yisrael Asher Yispal Al HaMakom Hazeh V'Ato Tishma Al HaMakom Shiftcho Al HaShemayim V'Shamato V'Salachto. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu enables us to feel his presence through the Beis HaMikdash. How? We're misfollow in the Beis HaMikdash, towards the Beis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu enables us to feel his presence. So Torah creates an environment of Hashvas HaShechina, and Avoda, Karbanos and Tefillah create an environment of Hashvas HaShechina. But then... to speak of Gemilas Chasadim as well. Gemilas Chasadim also is the third pillar that enables us to create an environment for Hashem. That's what Gemilas Chasadim is. Gemilas Chasadim is, as the Gemara Darshans and Sota, Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Teleichu L'Haloch Achar Midos Hashem Kanesh Baruch Hu Nahu Mal B'Sharumim Afatah B'Sharumim. So Gemilas Chasadim is a way that we emulate the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and by emulating the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. So Torah, Avodah, Midas HaSadam, these are the three ways that we maintain an environment of Hashvas HaShechina. And in these three aspects, it's important to be part of a tzibur. It's important to be part of a tzibur. One cannot create an environment of Hashvas HaShechina by himself. Or, let's put it this way, one cannot, in an ideal way, create an environment of Hashvas HaShechina himself. Avraham Avinu was a yachid. He was unique. He could create an environment of Hashvas HaShechina by himself. But the average person cannot. And that's why Yaakov was given the role of building a tzibur of Hashvas HaShechina. So in order to feel Hashvas HaShechina, you have to be connected to the tzibur. Okay, you have to be connected to the tzibur in connection with Torah. One has to be part of a tzibur of Talmud Torah, because that is what enhances the environment of Hashvas HaShechina. That's the mission of Maseches Avos. Right? So mission of Maseches Avos in the third parak. Let's see the lashon of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, "Ashara she yoshvim v'oskin v'tara, shchina shruya b'neiam." So 10 people that are sitting and learning Torah, there's a shchina's present. Shenamar alokim nitzav badas kel. U'minayin afil chamisha. So there's another marker. U'minayin afil shlosha. Another marker. U'minayin afil shnayim. Another pasuk. B'chalamokam she'asker shmi. Avo. That's shnayim. U'minayin afil echad.
So it's interesting, the Mishnah starts with 10, and then the Mishnah goes on to 5, and to 3, and to 2, and to 1.
So the Shekhinah is present even if one person is sitting learning himself. But it can't be compared to being part of a tzibur of Torah. There's a difference. And that's why the Mishnah
elaborates and enumerates a group of 10, a group of 5, a group of three and two and one. That's in connection with Torah. Certainly tefillah. So there is a mitzvah of tefillah v'tzibur. The mitzvah of tefillah v'tzibur means participating with the tzibur in their tefillah. And even if one can't be mispallel with the tzibur, the Gemara says there's a mitzvah to mispallel when the tzibur is being mispallel. Because one can relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a more intense way and come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in being omei lefnei Ashchina as part of a tzibur. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not moes b'tfilas rachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to this Rabbim. There is a stronger relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a Rabbim than a Yachid and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As part of a Rabbim, one can be miskarev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that he can't as a Yachid. This is true of Torah, certainly true of Tefillah. Tefillah, mitzad tefillah v'tzibur, mitzad dvarim shem v'kedusha, being mekadish shem shemayim, Nekdashti Pesach B'nei Yisrael. So, to Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, through Kedusha and Kaddish, it requires Asar, requires a Tzibur. Interesting idea by the Rav. The Torah speaks of Nekdashti Pesach B'nei Yisrael. First, the Klal Yisrael is a whole. But the Halacha learns out that Asara is sufficient. And the answer is because the Halacha of Asara is they represent entire Tzibur. 10 people represent entire Tzibur. So when you have a tzibur of asara and you're mispallel, you're not just being mispallel with 10. You're being mispallel with the entire Klal Yisrael. Because this 10 represents entire Klal Yisrael. When you have a minion of asara and you recite davdavish of kedusha, whether it's kaddish or kedusha, you're expressing words that are being mekadish shem shemayim. You're not doing it just with 10 people. It's the entire Klal Yisrael. Because the 10 represents the entire Klal Yisrael. And this is what enables us to feel the presence of the Shekhinah. And the same thing is true in connection with Gemilas Chasadim. There is an aspect of Gemilas Chasadim that requires the entire Tzibur. Without going into, we're focusing now on Tefillah, without going into Rav Chaim's Chiddush, that there's a mitzvah of stock and Gemilas Chasadim on Tzibur. But one of the Mekoros is the Gemara in Sota, that in connection with Agala Arufa, Lo Rinuhu Patronuhu Belo Mazonas Volovaya. The Zikne Ha'ir, representative of the city, say, we did not see him and allow him to go without food and without escort. So Gemilas Chasadim is not only something that a Yachid does. There has to be a Gemilas Chasadim by the Tzibur, because that's what enables us to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. So our Shlosh Dvarim Ha'Ola Omed Al Torah Al Avodah Gemilas Chasadim, what that implies is that's how you build a world of Hashemas HaShechinah. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He wants man to build a world of Hashemas HaShechinah. So you build it through Torah of Odin Gemilas Chasadim, not as Yechidim, but as part of a tzibur, as part of a community. Okay, so now let's return to the Lashon of Rabbi Yona. What does Rabbi Yona say? He says if one speaks during Chazaras Hashatz, he's a chote and he's gadol avonom minasam. The question was why use that expression? They're just trying to. You know, Rabbi Yona was not in the habit of exaggerating. Everything he said was measured. He didn't exaggerate. Everything was measured. And if you use that expression specifically for this Avera, it's because it expresses a certain concept about this Avera that is appropriate. And that expression itself tells us a certain lesson. So let's consider the Pesukim. Let's consider the Pesukim in connection with Kayan. What's considered a psukkah? Now they're different shatim. I'm explaining it the way some of the farshim explain it. So, Adam first sinned in Keshay Tzadas, and he was removed from Gan Eden. So, as we saw in the Medrash Rabbah, the world is created, the Shekhinah would be present in the world. And when Adam sinned, the Shekhinah departed to the first Rakia. But that doesn't mean that the mission of man changed. The mission did not change. The mission still was to build a world of Ashras HaShechinah. It's just that now it's a little bit more difficult. They had to build a Gan Eden, they had created a Gan Eden. They were given that opportunity to create a Gan Eden. And how do you create a Gan Eden? You create it through Torah. Okay, Torah for us means Limana Torah, learning Torah, being absorbed in Torah. But the Torah in a broad way, in terms of knowing what the Ratzon HaBori is and committing yourself to Ratzon HaBori, that was something that was Shayach to Kayin as well. Okay? And an Avoda, and being in a certain way, Omei Lefnei Ashkina, and Gimel Chasadim, and Kayin sinned. Kayin, by killing Hevel, obviously did not advance the mission of man of building a world of Hashras Hashchina. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore told him that his punishment would be that he would have to wander from place to place. He was not worthy of being part of a community. He's not worthy of being a part of a community. He wasn't worthy of being a part of a community in the sense of building up the world in a physical way. Okay, so Kayin was involved in being an Oved Adama. But now HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him this was the klala that was imposed upon him. And Kayin was told that Arur atom in Adama shapasas pila kachas tmechichem yadecha ki savodas Adama lo sasev teis kolcholach novanot yavaretz. You're not going to be part of a community. You can't be part of a community even in building up the world in a physical way. You're going to have to wander from place to place. So Kayin said, the obvious, he said, Gadol avonim yisal. This punishment makes my sin too great to bear. Why? Because hein geirashto si hayom me'al pnei adama, you have sent me away. I can't be part of a community. And if I can't be part of a community, what does that mean? Uipanecha esaser. I will be hidden from your face. I will not be able to feel your presence. You can't feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence as a yachid. So if I'm being chased away from being part of a community, and so then this is what could be a worse punishment of uipanecha esaser. I'll be hidden from your face. I won't feel your presence. V'yakol motzi yargeni. Then if I can't feel your presence, then I'm subject to all sorts of dangers. Not just spiritual dangers, which of course I'm subject to, but physical dangers. Because what protects a person is his ability to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Some of the Varsham I saw in the Chumash Das Mikra, so they connect this pasuk of Vayakom Otzi Yargeni with the pasuk in Dvarim Lamed Aleph, Vamar Bayamahu. The Torah there is speaking about the Jews that will be faced with all sorts of difficulties. Vamar Bayamahu, Halo Al Ki Ein Elokai Bekirbi Mitzuni Haros Ha'ela. They will realize at that time, why am I facing all these difficulties? Why am I having these problems? Why do I have enemies that are able to hurt me in such a serious way? Because ein elokai v'kirbi. And this is what Kayin says. He says, so mipanecha asaser, I will be hidden from your face. So I'm subject to all sorts of dangers. Kayin understood the difficulty of his punishment for the avera that he committed. Okay? And this is, I think, why Rabbi Yonah uses this expression. Because one has to appreciate the opportunity of being part of a tzibur of Hashras HaShchina. And tefillah is one of the ways that we can be part of a tzibur of Hashras HaShchina, how we can maintain the Hashras HaShchina within our tzibur, how we can build a world of Hashras HaShchina. Okay? And certainly that should make it incumbent upon ourselves to try our utmost to go to a tzibur, to mispal with the tzibur. But worse than that is if one is with the tzibur, and at the same time he's with the tzibur, he doesn't appreciate the fact that he's with the tzibur, and he actually interferes with what the tzibur is trying to do. And he acts in a way that demeans and just insults the significance of what the tzibur is doing. To speak sichas chulin, the shlo talks about the opposite extreme. The opposite extreme is the charedim al dvar Hashem. So they want to be part of the tefillas hatzibur in the maximum way, which means to mechaving every word that the tzibur is saying through the shliach tzibur, who's just the shliach of the tzibur, just the shliach. You're not listening to what one person says, you're listening to the tefillas ha-tzibur that is being uttered by the shliach of the tzibur, and it becomes a tefillas ha-tzibur by virtue of the fact that the tzibur pays attention, answers amen to the brachas. That's how it becomes a tefillas ha-tzibur. So on one extreme, you have the charedim al dvar Hashem. They want to maximize the tefillas ha-tzibur and be part of it in an ideal way. They're mechavim. On the other extreme is, of course, in the middle, you have people that just don't disturb, but don't listen. Okay, they don't pay attention. That's in the middle. Okay, but then on the other extreme, you have those individuals that sachem sichas chulin during chazaras hashatz. They demean the whole value. They're mevazet tefillas hatzibur. That, the Rabbi Yonah says, kodol avonu min esol. He's detaching himself completely from the tzibur. If you detach yourself from the tzibur, and you don't want to be part of a you don't recognize the value of being part of a tzibur, that's a very, very difficult sin to bear. And that's the idea that Kayan expresses. So that's how I would understand it. Now, there are so many Gemaras that speak of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Moes to Tfilas Rabu, and that one has to try his utmost to be part of a tzibur in the tefillah. And this is it's so interesting that the Lashon of the Rambam indicates this, that the reason there is a mitzvah of tefillas hatzibur is because of the special relationship that one has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through tefillas hatzibur. The Rambam says, tefillas hatzibur nishma'as tamid, va'afilu hayu ben chatoim, en HaKadosh Baruch Hu mo'es b'tefillas hasharam. L'fikach tzarech adam l'shatef atzvah min hatzibur. He has to include himself in tzibur. L'shatef atzvah tzibur means he has to participate. Not just be there, but he has to participate. He has to be a participant. So the mitzvah of tefillas hatzibur is based upon the fact that one can achieve tefillah in a greater way by being part of the tzibur. It's not something separate. It's not that the mitzvah of tefillah is a tefillah hatzibur. No, it transforms your tefillah. It enhances your tefillah. And because it enhances your tefillah, tefillah is avodah shebalev. Tefillah is om lefnei shechina. Tefillah is about a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Tefillah Tzibur is much more intense than through Tefillah Sayachet. And that's what creates the mitzvah of Tefillah Tzibur. What creates the mitzvah is that you can mispal in a more intense way. The Avodah Shemalev is a higher level of Avodah. This is all part of what Rabbi Yonah is telling us to understand the significance of tefillas hatzibur in terms of the hashras hashchina that one can achieve and attain and build for the tzibur at large through participation in the proper way in the tefillah of the tzibur. Okay. Thank you all for coming and participating, even though it's not tefillah, at least it's Torah of a tzibur about tefillah, which I think is a significant thing. So that's I would like to offer some words of encouragement for this group that gathers on a regular basis as a tzibur of hasara or more to speak both divrei Torah and being mechazik each other in tefillah, and hopefully through that as well in Milas Chasadim, because these are the three pillars that the world stands on. And this is what is significant in building a world of Ashras HaShchinah.